Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Darlene Quinn is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Darlene is a retail expert, and she's also an author and a journalist. And she spent a number of years in retail, and since then has been studying it and reporting on it and talking about it and writing about it. And her new book is called Web of Power, which is a novel about these things. And she's our new friend. Darlene Quinn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Actually, it's Webs of Power.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I? You're right. I should have said Webs of Power, because there are multiple components to this web, aren't there?
Absolutely. Actually, my book is a novel, and it's for entertainment, but it's for those that sort of want to feel smarter about things they've heard and read about. It's more faction than fiction, even though it's character-driven.
I like that word, faction. Well, we've got all these new words. Webster just can't keep up, can they?
That's true.
Darlene, you and I have one thing in common for sure, if not many things, but one thing for sure, is we're both veterans of the retail industry.
That's right.
And my perspective goes back to, and I almost have a hard time saying this and admitting this, it goes back to the late 60s, Darlene. I've been around a while, and I earned all my gray hair. I didn't inherit any of it. So I've got some pretty good perspectives on retail, and I've written about this myself, not to the degree that you have. But you're a lot younger than me, and so you've got some newer perspectives on retail. It hasn't really been pretty for a while, has it, retail?
No, it hasn't. And actually, as we talked about just a little bit earlier, it started in the 70s.
Yes.
And it started changing. My book is featured in the 80s, which it very much led to where we are today, I believe, in retail. I thought I wrote about the most greedy, predatory times in our history, but I've recently been trumped.
You mean because of what we've learned in the last 18 months?
Right.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But go ahead and continue to explain yourself.
Right. Well, in the 80s, you were talking about the beginning in the late 70s when things were really changing.
The recession of 74, 75 really,
right.
I think, really kicked retail in the head and really started it down a bad path.
Right. That's when you started to hear the term downsize.
Yes, exactly right.
And a lot of times the downsizing, obviously, if you're cutting expenses, supposedly cut expenses, grow sales. Well,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes that is an oxymoron, because
right.
If you're cutting in the wrong places, you are, such as staff,
mm-hmm.
Advertising, research and development, you are cutting into that bottom line. So that's a very tricky thing to balance.
Mm-hmm.
And during the 80s, if you remember the atmosphere of the 80s, that's when we started to see the midnight sales, the Sunday sales,
right.
The early bird sales,
mm-hmm.
came in. Come in at 9 o'clock, you get extra deals. Then it was 8 o'clock. Recently, Nordstrom's, it was 7 o'clock to get these specials. And as things kept going and going and going, reducing prices up front, I know I was on a 9-member management group of a large group of department stores on the West Coast, and I was in charge of personnel and organization development, so I was one of the few non-merchant people in the management group.
Mm-hmm.
But at that table, our divisional merchandise managers would say, "Oh my God, Anne Klein was just dropped at Robinson's, and it hasn't even hit our floor."
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you started seeing this mania for dropping prices.
Right.
And the significance of what I used to love as a kid was getting money at Christmas for the after Christmas sale.
Mm-hmm.
And
we called it the 13th week. In retail, it's called it's called the 13th month. It's the week after Christmas.
Right, and it was so great. You just wait, and people would line up at doors at their favorite stores.
Yeah.
Now, it's a non-event. Everything is in sale all the time.
But there's more wrong to retail than just the lack of the things that you and I are nostalgic for, Darlene. There's some systemic issues, and it's every recession really reveals the problems, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So where are we right now in retail? What's your opinion of where things are in retail right now?
Well,
and also from a perspective of small business retails.
Right, well, in retail, the constant in retail is change. And I think retail will never be as we saw it before. Right now, through what is happening in the retail climate, consumer confidence is at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
People don't expect to pay full price. They are looking for so much off. We don't know what the real value of much of the merchandise is. And where a lot of the retailers are losing ground very fast is this high-low pricing, because people can come into a store and they can see something they really want, but if they wait, you know, next week am I going to see what I just purchased today at a lower price?
But you know, Darlene, that one of the things that's kind of good about this is the consumer, as frenetic as maybe the sector is, the consumer benefits because prices are held down. Now, this consumer doesn't benefit because service also has gone to where in the handbasket. I mean, there's very little service in retail anymore, and we started seeing that in the 70s. That started happening in the 70s with the downsizing. But the customers have benefited from lower prices. The internet has helped hold prices down. And what I think this has done, Darlene, is it's differentiated between the big retailers and the small retailers.
Oh, absolutely.
Meaning small retailers have the ability to not discount so much, charge a price that gives them a margin they can survive with, but give only those customers who want to pay for service the service and let everybody else go to Walmart. I want to get your thoughts on that when we come back after these messages. Darlene is right about retail, folks. It's having a tough time, but it doesn't mean, if you understand what's going on, small business retailers, that you can't thrive in an environment like this. 20 after, right back after these messages. Darlene's book is called Webs of Power. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We like it when you spend time on our website and use the things that we do here, and you take advantage of the outstanding things that our Brain Trust members contribute from the interviews that they do with me that we post on our website on an immediate basis. Right after we're off the air, we post those, and so you can listen to them on demand whenever you want to. So if you hear them on the radio and you want to go back, pick up a website or something they said, you can always find that on our website. We've got thousands of those. We've got thousands of articles that they've written, the Brain Trust or I have written. My blog is there, jimsblog.biz, but you can find it right off the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. I hope you'll do that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, by the way. Lots of other stuff there. Ask a question, get answers. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that'll help you. You can follow me on Twitter also, at Jim Blassingame. Darlene Quinn is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Darlene's a new friend, but soon to be not a new friend. We'll get her back on the show because she's got more to teach us about retail, and that's what we're talking about. Her book is called Webs of Power, which is a novel about this whole journey that retail has taken over the years, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm following it in Twisted Webs.
And that's your follow-up, the sequel,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. And so, and that's coming out soon. Where's the book available? How can we find you online, Darlene?
So all of your favorite bookstores and all the online retailers on my website, DarleneQuinn.net, but that'll take you right to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com.
DarleneQuinn.net, and are you going to be posting excerpts of the new book there to give people a little teaser?
Oh, I good idea. Actually, I have somebody working on my website right now. Webs of Power is the 2009 winner of the Indy National Excellence Award for Fiction. So
congratulations.
We've updated a little bit there, and I've got five interviews on the... But what's exciting about going to my website is there is a really neat book trailer there.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's sort of a mini movie version.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right now being pitched to Hollywood as Devil Wears Prada meets Wall Street.
I like that. Well, good luck with that, and keep us posted on that. So we're talking about retail. Now, as we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that big box retail is, when it meets Wall Street, as many things do when they meet Wall Street, you know, really turns bad. Wall Street takes the, you know, has a way of taking the personality and the spirit right out of things. And I think it's done that with retail. And you know, consumers really get devoted and emotional about their retailers, don't they, Darlene?
Oh, absolutely.
And only about the companies, but about the relationship that they have and the experience that they have with the with those companies, don't they?
Right, and that started really eroding, well, you're saying the 70s, and that was the beginning of it, but where the consumer and customer, edit that, please.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
The loyalty between consumers and stores
mm-hmm.
began to erode.
Mm-hmm.
It just started disappearing at that time. And it's something I can hear women from coast to coast complaining about the loss of, say, their favorite department store, their favorite store.
I've heard women in my life is talking about that when some store would be taken over, and they just get all upset. You know, I wonder if they're still going to keep the same kind of merchandise. You know, I had a lady on yesterday, and I'll try to talking about women buy 80% of all the things that are bought in America. And so, and let me tell you something, folks, if you're in the marketplace and you're not paying attention to how women feel about their relationship with the companies they do business with, you're making a mistake, aren't you, Darlene?
Absolutely. In fact, women buy even most of the things for men.
Oh, that's exactly right. So back to my thought, though, before you get out of here, I want to talk about my thought about why this is an opportunity for businesses, for small businesses, because of the ability to differentiate themselves from the big companies. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of backlash from the big companies of people saying, I don't get the service, I don't get the quality.
Right.
They're driven to Walmart for price, and probably every day low price. But does that satisfy everyone? Not by a lot of
guys. Right, right.
They want something special. They want the quality, and those that are able are willing to pay for it if they have it. Now, just the name, you know, when we were talking about people missing their favorite stores.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, when the Macy's label went on Marshall Field's, those people did more than complain. They started petitions,
right.
Buttons, surveys. All kinds of things, because they want that back. And there is something very special that's been taken from us. And mm-hmm. when the big box stores go down in the mall, that affects the traffic for the little guys.
That's exactly right.
The smaller business.
By the way, Bridget Brennan was the person who was on the show talking about that the other day. Darlene, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day? Because I really want to focus on the differences, how small business retail doesn't have to feel that they fall into this big sucking thing that's happening for big box retailers. Will you come back another day?
I certainly will, Jim. I would love to.
Enjoyed having you here. Darlene Quinn, ladies and gentlemen, her book is called Webs of Power. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.